As I record this, I have not heard the Fat Cast that follows. However, I think it is safe to say that it contains strong language and is not suitable for young listeners or workplace environments. Matt Loader is going to say fuck.
There's going to be nothing good about this interview. I have no idea what's going on so far. Basically, it's just going to be you saying, so, you know, we put up this game for Luspa, and then it's going to be me. Cocaine. And also, we have time and space. Cocaine.
You're listening to FatCast. We've upped our game. Up yours.
First of all, I guarantee you jackasses are recording this, which is going to make me look bad to
Steve. Steve. Gaming royalty. To Steve.
Hey! I want Jeff Gamble on this podcast with me.
That's fine.
Yeah, Jeff, sit down with me. Do you know Jeff Gamble? Do you know Jeff?
Of course we know Jeff Gamble.
Steven Bonacore, gaming royalty, gaming cocaine aficionado.
No. I have never done cocaine.
In the last Monocore, 5 seconds.
Monocore, that nose is Steve. Not just an Italian thing.
It is unusually wide.
Steve, listen, I invited you over here to be on the show, not to talk.
We need to get serious. We need to get serious for a minute. Monocore, we're here at WBC with Steve Monocore, CEO... Head be in charge of Game Stronghold Royals. Games.
Gaming royalty.
And the first question we want to get to is there's a lot of controversy surrounding the production of Space Cadets Dice Duels using underage labor in China and blowing up on board games. And we'd really like to hear the Stronghold Games' official position on unpaid child labor in China, reducing printing costs to get the games to the consumers.
Right.
That release-o-meter is not cheap, folks. We got to cut corners somewhere.
We want to know if you love it a long time.
So we just... We'd like to hear the Stronghold official response to the accusations of child labor.
Oh, shit. And a new spoke is on the wheel.
There's a short pause as Stephen regains his composure.
Oh, no, we're going to get the PR answer here? We're not going to get straight from the hip?
Oh, my goodness.
Sir, while I would like to answer your question in full, on advice of my attorney...
So do you have an attorney that you could call right now? If you got into some shit, do you have a guy, or do you just have like a business attorney, whatever? But do you have like a guy that you could call, like, be like, hey, like, listen, I just killed a man. I just killed a man. Do you have a guy that you'd be like, I killed a man in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right. You got that?
This is a situation that needs to be dealt with.
Right.
I have a buddy who is a lawyer that would, like, do anything for me. So I guess that is that guy. However, I do not ever want to be in the position where I need to call him
So that's like some American Psycho shit Steve Monocore has going on. Works on Wall Street, has an attorney he can call, a friend from the old neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Could be.
Queens. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens.
Oh, okay.
Most of my life in Queens.
I spend I try to spend a lot of time in Queens, too. Huh, Bonacore?
Are we going to talk about games at all here?
I mean, yeah, we will. We'll see. Of course, we're getting... My favorite types of games are really played above the table. The metagame.
Who listens to this podcast? No, really. Who actually listens to your podcast?
Comment.
Like, 98.9% of this conversation is going to be cut out. I know that.
Well, yeah.
There's going to be like none of this
course.
Is going to be...
No.
Because engineer Al Rose is sitting right next to me, and I know he's going to cut out all of this nonsense.
All
except
the
for
lie
because
of
he's like
nonsense.
The most... Because you know what? I'm going to hire him away from you. Do the Stronghold Games podcast very soon.
That's news. I like that.
That's a little bit of news there for you.
Can I get on that?
You're working for me. Now we'll get back to the regular schedule program.
Steve, what's in the pipeline for Stronghold Games? I know you want to talk about games. We owe it to you after all of the bullshit we give you on the show.
He's got some games.
And off the show.
Listen, here's all you need to know about Stronghold Games. Here's all you need to know about Stronghold Games. If the game looks good, don't buy it. If it looks like shit, it's one of the best games you'll ever play.
Oh,
That makes no sense whatsoever. At any level, that makes no sense.
I don't understand you either, Mr. Bond.
No! The comment makes no sense. And it's so incorrect, it's ridiculous. So what game that I produce that looks
you
wonderful
don't, listen,
is
Steve,
not good?
Steve, you don't want us to answer that question. Literally, don't ask that question. Seriously. Because we have some opinions
you
that
love
we're pretty
my
sure.
You
I,
love.
I love
now,
him. I
Matt
love him.
Is a jackass.
He is a
and
dick.
He doesn't like
right.
my game.
He so doesn't like
likes,
games.
He survives his. Right, you're right. Survives his favorite game in the world. So
yep.
He loves that one.
Maybe like him right. But yeah.
Yeah, it's in the top 10. I'll go with that.
Unequivocally, Stronghold is in my top 10 games of all time. And I thank
Stronghold,
you.
Thank you.
Stronghold,
you mean
survive.
Thank you.
That's survive.
That too. Stronghold is in like maybe like number 9 favorite publisher.
No, it's you.
No.
You
no.
told. All right.
No,
there
I
you
told
go.
Him. I say more research.
Nobody in Washington listens to this podcast,
listen,
like
I
you
got,
said.
Listen, I got Wizards of the Coast. I got Hasbro.
No, you're
that. Then maybe. Then,
Hasbro.
Then, well, then we're gonna go maybe like Vic Valley.
Valley Games. Yep.
Then
yep.
Radiant Games. Then what is the new one?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Bob has left the building.
Oh, Avalon Hill.
I'm also
every other Kickstarter company
big
in the world.
Big,
go ahead.
Big fan of West End.
West End.
West End WEG. Big fan of West End.
D6 Star Wars.
Yep.
Fucking fantastic.
Should we get back on the
second stage? Right,
again, I think it makes the point that nobody in the world is listening to this podcast. You know what? I could talk about the
listen,
fact that you like
I can name some
hookers
people
and
that
blow.
Listen to this. Yeah.
Not me,
yeah.
Of course.
I don't like hookers.
No, not me. Not me.
Yeah.
No. I can talk about that fact, but no one's listening to this, so it doesn't matter.
Loader's mom. Top listener. All right, Steve. With all seriousness,
yes.
We owe it to you. What do you got? You know what? We owe it to him.
No, you owe me nothing.
He owes us.
Does he, though? Does he?
You know how many copies of fucking Survive I've sold? Like 6.
At least.
Survive what?
Survive. I've sold like $200 worth
maybe
of Survive.
Maybe you've heard
$200. Thank you for selling $200 of Survive for me, Matt.
Listen,
that
I,
is so
I
cool.
I traded you my wife for a copy of Dice Duel. Steve Monagor,
my
sex
local
trafficker.
My
little wife, who is sitting right next to you right now, is a lovely, wonderful person.
Monacor, this is radio. No one believes you that I have a wife.
We all know this Josh look.
Matt Loader has a wife. She's sitting right here. She's lovely. She's wonderful. So nice. How she's hooked up with this nut, I have no idea.
We all wonder about that.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Like, you get real close to the mic. Like,
he does. Like, it matters.
He wants to whisper.
You know, it was
that's an intimate moment with the audience. Matt.
Smooth jazz.
Just Stevie B.
It's
about midnight on Friday night at the WBC.
Yeah.
So, like, what is going to be on this podcast? Tell me.
Listen.
I think the question what isn't going to be on this podcast.
I mean, there's nothing of
not
interest to the podcast listeners.
No, listen, you want to read news? Stronghold Games does a wonderful newsletter. Sign up for it. It'll tell you all the shit that Steven's going to tell us about right now.
Yes.
Hey, check it out. There's this thing. It's called Board Game Geek. They talk about games. If you're interested to know how many players can play in Voluspa, we want to know about Bonacor, the man. We want to know about what's going on above the table.
What? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I
have no idea why you're laughing.
Could have been a visual gag. I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
I just... an elephant walked by. I was a little surreal.
Unbelievable.
I just saw Robert Smith's wife.
I have no idea why you're laughing. I would do other visual gags. However... there's none of room right here.
Actually, I'm pretty sure they can hear you snorting. Like, so we do record the sound.
Did you get that? He's gonna be wearing a headphone.
He can mute that.
For
our listening impaired listeners, it's going to have the little parentheses.
Yep.
Cocaine snorting
yeah.
sound.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. I move away from the mic to do a line.
Steve Bonacore, the man.
We're not going to go there. Let's talk about...
Let's talk about games.
There's like games that are, you know, coming out.
Lots of people are like,
Steve, we're talking about an awesome game called Time and Space. Tell me about it.
We're talking about the best game of all.
Cool.
It's called Life. It's a real-time strategy game where the goal is to be
and
fucking awesome.
And there is
awesome.
A timer on everyone.
So that, you never know. The twist, though, is the timer's just like the original printing of Space Dealer. This has since been corrected in Time and Space. You never know exactly how long that timer's going to be before it runs out.
But
so
we have corrected all the
that's
timers.
Excitement.
Not only that, plus we have the Stronghold Games free Stronghold Games timer app.
Has that been released? No, it hasn't, because I went to download it yesterday and it wasn't in the fucking app store when I tried to play Time and Space.
Because you have the game before it's on the market. It's going to be released any day now in iOS and Android.
Like so I'm well, so not any
you
day, not any day not any day, Bonacore. Do you know anything about the internet? Tuesday. Either this Tuesday or the following Tuesday. Tuesday is when apps are released.
Do you know anything about the board gaming industry?
Do you know
because
anything?
Only
the Apple Store
so
is pretty much above the board gaming
board
industry.
Board games only come out on a Wednesday. Did you know that?
Actually, I was wrong about
you
that.
Don't
I'm
that.
Records.
I have no idea.
You're right.
Wednesday is when all street dates are for all games. All of the major distributors use Wednesday.
Huh.
Fantasy Flight uses Friday for some reason. But everybody uses Wednesday as their retail street date. Why?
I have no idea.
About C-Man games. Steve, what can you tell me about Robinson Crusoe?
Why would you want me to talk about Z-Man?
Because it's awesome.
I love Zen. He's my best buddy in the industry.
All the more reason to talk about it.
I played Robinson Crusoe in... November at Andy Parks' party.
And then at the
because,
gathering.
Because I hang out with cool people unlike you.
You hear that? Andrew Parks.
I love
Andrew Parks is awesome. We like Andrew Parks.
Because you love Coral.
How'd
you fuck up and not get Star Trek Attack Vectors?
I don't know. Maybe because WizKids has the fucking license, you asshole.
Who owns WizKids? It's NECA.
NECA.
Is a billion
Wait, I can't say that on the air, Steve.
NECA. Oh, is that like a... You're like going to make that into a bad word?
Again, the dynamics of gaming here.
You're such a whack job.
This was his nappy-headed hose moment.
Nappy-headed hose. There you go.
He doesn't live too far from Rutgers.
Well, it's been great, folks.
I believe of the 1 hour we recorded, about... 35 seconds we can actually put in your podcast.
It's all the
so why don't we put something here that actually makes sense?
Snorting sound on loop. That's what it's going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to
do it. Let me see my girl.
Give it a good round of applause, and then he says, get back to work, you whiny brat.
As I said before, thank God, no one is listening to this podcast. Because, A, none of this is true, and B, if it was true, I don't want anybody listening to this stupid podcast. So,
English Andy with an accent lends authority to everything he says.
That's right.
Just like the BBC.
Do you have any coat, Steve?
No!
Andy's been looking for hard drugs all week.
Well, that was perfect.
You know, this is great because there's no reason for me to talk about games. Nobody that would be listening to this podcast gives a crap about board games.
They care about fun. We're a fun first podcast.
You are.
What do you want me to do? A fucking unboxing for you here?
These are
the components of Velispa. There are a number of tiles.
I don't know.
There are tiles with numbers. Here is another tile with a number on it. There is also a series of rules. The pages are numbered in the fours.
Why don't we spend a few minutes talking about games? Just a thought. Maybe we should talk about like the games I have that you guys like that are coming out.
How about that?
Listen to that. For the silence, listen, that was a good silence.
That seems so reasonable.
And even Matt did not dismiss
people
that.
Actually want to listen to.
Hold on a moment.
Wait a minute. Al Rose likes this idea. We might cut this into the podcast.
All right.
Because he has all...
Hold on. Industry first. Stephen Bonnicor has turned the tables on the Fat Cat.
He is commandeering.
How can they corral his restless spirit?
Why don't I talk a little bit about...
No one gives a shit what you have to say, because you're a showman. We're going to talk about it, and people will care. We are an unbiased opinion. If they want to hear what you have to say, Stronghold Games newsletter.
I just called you a fucking circus monkey.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you enjoy real-time games? Are you familiar with Space Dealer? It was a very rare, hard-to-get game. Very, very, very
exclusive.
Popular. Splatter did a very limited run. It went for outrageous prices on eBay.
I own one.
Tell us about Vampire.
It doesn't work anymore because you tried to snort the timers, didn't you? You were like, maybe it's cocaine. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Not a single person in the universe cares about this podcast.
Little known fact. The quote unquote sand timers in time and space actually filled with cocaine.
Nothing to
added value to your box.
Industry exactly. First. Industry first cocaine.
First edition only. First edition only, people. And go get your
industry
copy
leading.
Now.
Limited to a 500 print run.
Because you can use the damn stopwatch.
Is Valley Games just doing cocaine filled sand timers? No, they are not.
I'm sure they're not.
They are not.
They're not doing anything. You know why?
They're taking your money like they're buying a lot of cocaine. However,
yeah.
See, it's like, I'm not going to argue that point. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not.
No, honestly, I feel real bad about it. Actually, I still really like Torben. I feel awful that he's apparently an awful crook, but I like Torben. I do. Yeah, Bonacore's got some insider baseball over here.
He's a nice guy. I like him. He's a very nice guy.
I fucking love hanging out with him. I'm bummed he's not here this year, but I'm glad he's not because I really didn't want to have to deal with... So, hey, maybe, like, what's up with rhymes? Like, yeah. Don't commit those because I like you better when that's not happening.
There are definitely people not coming to this convention next year.
Thanks for bringing us down. We should talk more about who gives a blow now, okay? Yeah.
So, Steve Bonnicor, who is a fucking asshole in the game publishing industry?
There are none.
Matt Loader. We're all thinking.
Yes, if you were in the industry, then I would put you in there. But you're not. Okay, you can use that in the podcast.
That's the first thing you do.
Finally, Bonnicor. Finally, you get it.
Put the man down.
Al has nothing to use for this interview. You understand that? We have now hung out for almost an hour, and Al has nothing. He's gonna be like, "Thank you, Steve Bonnicor," and thank you, Steve Bonnicor, for being on the interview.
You know what Al has? You know what Al has?
What does he have?
Al has memories, and that is the most valuable thing.
What we all do.
The most valuable thing. This hour that I've spent is one of the best hours of my entire life, Steve Bonnicor, and it is memories that we are making with our good friends, having fun. That is all that gaming is about. This is the world. This is the world best friends championship.
There you go.
That's what I do here.
Unfortunately, not one person listening to a audio podcast would give a crap about this.
So, Stephen Bonnicor, where do you produce most of the Stronghold products? Where are they printed?
Either in Germany or China.
Wait. Did you not say the United States?
Nobody prints games in it.
Sorry to say.
Patriots.
GMT.
Some.
Not all.
We talked about it earlier. Yeah. This is legitimate gaming.
It's really hard to.
I don't understand how it could be so cheap to make up for the shipping costs.
It does.
Unfortunately, it still is.
Maybe Ludo. I don't know if Ludo factors are that on the sheet, but I think
Ludo factors.
With the shipping and everything? I think their capabilities are above.
Let's put it this way. Yeah, the capabilities. Let's put it this way. There aren't American printers that are coming out to solicit us. So if I don't know about them, they can't give me a quote, right? Mm-hmm. So if all of a sudden an American printer jumped up and said, hey, I want to help you, I want to do some work with you, of course I want to talk to them. But right now it's China at the low cost, Germany at the higher quality, great customer service. So you have to balance.
Except they don't return my emails.
Because you're not important.
Frank does not get back to me. Frank is like Matt Loder. Steve Monacor said mean things to me.
If I email Frank right now, I will have an email his 9 a.m. So before I wake up, I'll have an email in my inbox.
He said, oh, Steve Monacor told me not to talk to you.
Should I do that?
That's what he said.
Would you like me to email him right now for you? And say, hey, why don't you email Matt Loder?
Do it. Do it, Monacor.
No, I could do it.
Hey, they're losing my business, that's all. That's all.
No, it's
a number of people did return my emails.
Actually, if you want a very small print run, Germany is more cost effective than China. You get a better price out of Germany on
really
1,000 copies
Monaco.
Than you'll get out of Pan.
Monaco, do I look like I'm making Der Spickerstad? No. 1,000 copies?
But
no way.
My point is, on a small print run,
I'm going to print a successful.
LudoFact will be better than China. China wants really big print runs, but there's a quick curve that changes over to China. At 2,000, China's likely to be better. But if you want really small, Germany actually will do better.
Some of the U.S. stuff, actually, Dan at GameSolute.
I've never dealt with U.S.
No, I'm saying Dan at GameSolute, he started to do 500 runs with U.S. printers, and he's saying it's he's making it work.
I don't know that.
No, this is all news to me too. When the fact has,
you're not going to make any money on a 500 copy print. You are not going to make any money.
You kickstart it. It's a pump and dump bullshit Kickstarter tactic where you print 500, you take 400 pre-orders through Kickstarter, and then you never ever do anything with the game ever again. No, I'm not even kidding.
Pump and dump.
It is. You know what I'm talking about, Wall Street.
Can we talk about games?
I can only talk about promotional content.
Steve,
lay it on us.
Make the show happen.
This is a perfect time. I'm going to take 5 minutes of my real stuff. And maybe we'll even drop
I'm going to go make urine.
What?
I'm going to go make urine.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to stay for the serious stuff.
You're going to let your interviewee talk.
No, I really got to go. This is a big amount of vodka. And and I drank a number of beers.
Go. Stop talking.
Matt Lauder, Captain Professional.
All right, Steve.
So what, are we really going to talk serious
now? We're really going to talk serious now. I want to know, the listeners want to know, what is Stronghold doing? Last year when we talked to you, you had some things in the pipeline, but today, working with you next to the booth, you had way more things than what you talked about last year.
Yeah.
What have you done? What's coming up? What's going to excite the listeners?
And it's okay to talk it, without the co-host here, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, it's been a big double, 2 years in a row, growing the entire brand. That's the big thing that's going on right now.
Right.
Okay, so this year alone, we put out more games with White Goblin Games. That's our co-publisher, right? So we've been doing that, right?
Yep.
Over the course of time. So we had
Revolver.
Voluspa. Let's talk about that. Voluspa, yep. Which I know that's not your style of game, and that's
okay.
Cool. Every game I do is for a different market.
Right.
So we're doing Voluspa, a tile-laying game, Norse mythology, a lot of fun for those who want that kind of thinking, kind of strategy game. Not a game for the fat cast guys, I get it, but gorgeous artwork.
It is a beautiful looking game.
I mean, it looks fantastic.
It ramps up as you play it.
Yeah, and really,
it ramps up.
And it really is a ramping kind of game. So we did that one. We also did, with the same name, Vampire Empire. Now, this is a very asymmetrical game, two-player game, where one guy's going to play the vampires, one guy's going to the hunters, and you're going to be basically going after the different characters that come out of the castle to try to figure out who's the vampires and who are the humans. kill one side versus the other side. So very asymmetrical game, sort of like the Revolver series of games that we've been doing right now. And that's a game that, you know, we've been doing for two players, and it's great for couples and great for guys who like conflict kind of games.
Right,
so that's the kind of game we're doing there.
Yep. That game looks really cool. That actually sounds like something I'm going to be super interested in.
Yeah, actually,
I found $20 on my way to the hotel today. I'm probably going to drop it on that game.
Oh, I think that was mine.
It was? No. Look, man.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
It looks really cool.
And like asymmetrical.
It's like a lot of bluffing.
Yeah, a lot of bluffing.
It's a deduction game. Those are two things I'm really into.
Sometimes the vampire will kill another vampire by accident.
Right.
You know, exactly. Accidentally.
That game sounds really awesome.
And so there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of opportunities to change things up. So definitely a fun game.
So go on.
And then I got and then the next game in the summer series, so to speak, of games.
Summer series.
Yeah, basically, really. We got Time and Space. Time and Space is a re-implementation of Space Dealer. Now, there's not a lot of people who know that game, but Space Dealer was a game with brilliant ideas in it, but at the time the publisher that did it didn't, and the designer didn't fully understand how they can implement those mechanics.
Right.
So we redid it with the same designer, and he re-implemented it as Time and Space, and what we have now is exactly 30-minute game where each player has two sand timers of 1 minute. And those sand timers basically time your actions in any the game. So to take an action, you turn the sand timer over, and that's going to cost you the 1 minute time to then do whatever that is. Produce a good. Move your ship. It's a pick-up-deliver game in real time, 30-minute game, and everything you do in that game is timed for 1 minute per action. So it's very unique. It's something you've never seen before. And it's not actually something that I would have thought that you would like.
Right, but I really do.
But it's a game, Josh, a Eurogamer, you actually like.
Well, it's a lot of chaos. I mean, like, it's definitely a lot of optimization, but it's also really chaotic. And that is something I thrive on in a game.
But it's controlled chaos.
Right.
Where you have to interact with everybody across the board.
Right, exactly.
You have to like make sure that they're putting up the demand for you to deliver the goods, and then you're going to be able to get those goods. So there's a lot of interaction in that kind of game.
Yep.
So
I found that everyone playing with me largely cut me out. And it ended up fucking my score real hard.
You might want to ask yourself why.
Go on, Steve.
I lost the game above the table.
Go on.
Now, the end of the year, or like the, like, you know, Gen Con always Essen.
I am so excited.
We have
going,
some
going,
big.
Gone.
We have some big games.
So excited.
Before that one, let's talk about Space Cadets Dice Duel. Only because it's chronologically first. We had some here at the WEC. We have some Space Cadets Dice Duel. Now, it's a standalone game in the Space Cadets universe, where now we have team versus team, real-time, dice-rolling starship combat. So it's like hitting on like all kinds of cylinders.
It's fun as hell.
And a game that... Tell me another game that is team versus team, real-time, dice-rolling space.
I've never even seen real-time dice rolling.
No,
right.
No, no.
Right.
Well, Escape is real-time dice rolling.
It's like a... Yeah. We were talking about this before. You got this game, and everyone's rolling these dice and trying to do their jobs, and everyone's screaming at each other. And then you have this moment, this great moment, where the commander goes, "Fire one!"
Exactly.
And everything stops, and it's just so dramatic and really beautiful.
But it's so good because inevitably, most of the time, you know, you yell "fire one" and the torpedo shoots off in the wrong direction.
Right.
You diverted all your shields to your front when you somehow have ended up because your dumbass pilot has put you so that your back end is directly in front.
But that's what like distinguishes itself from the other Space Cadets, right? Our Space Cadets is now a line of games. The first one is where you had to like ensure that, you know, you were cooperating with the other guys on the bridge. Here, like, you're just trying to make sure that you've got your torpedoes loaded. You don't have to like flick things or stuff like that. Have your torpedoes loaded, and the stupid captain says, "Fire one." And if like the helmsman hasn't positioned you right, and if the shield off, and if the sensor officer hasn't like then
locked
gotten
on
a lock on the other guy, then you're going to screw up. But you need to make sure I've got my torpedo loaded, Captain. I'm good. So it's you've got the whole cooperative mechanism, but you also have a team versus team now.
Oh, it's great.
Completely all in real time.
Really, totally unique. Yeah.
Really, we're so happy and so proud of that game. I think it's going to like do so well for us in the long run.
I think so too.
So like
it's a very ugly game. I think it's going to be excellent in the long run.
I have no idea what you mean by ugly in that case, but thank you very much. You're the answer. I'm happy with that. So that's the first one in like sort of like the end of summer, now going into fall. Then I have two more things going on in the fall of this year. Let's go back and we'll stay in space. We have Space Sheep.
Yeah.
Exclamation point. Space Sheep.
I don't know if I'm sold.
Now we're like playing a little bit with Star Wars on this one. Not that we're gonna like use that term, of course, but
you just did. But okay,
I did. But it's a puzzle game where basically you have to get the Space Sheep and the Shepherd class ships back to their home systems. Everything's in colors. So you have like the red Space Sheep and the red Shepherd ships back to the red systems. And there's many of these things. So you can scale it as hard as you want to make this game. Four systems is easy. Five is harder. Six is harder. Up to eight systems. So you can have up to eight colors and you're trying to solve this puzzle. At the same time as you're trying to solve the puzzle of doing this, you can have traitors in the midst. So you can have people like trying to like, screw you up during this entire thing. So I can be like saying, trying to like screw you and trying to like not put the guys in the right positions.
What's like the prime mechanic? Are you playing cards? Are you rolling dice?
Mechanic is you have a hand of cards to play, so you can either activate a system to move the pieces that are in that system, or I can play cards to simply move the Shepherd ships around to get into the right positions to move the sheep around. You're trying to get everybody in the right positions to move them back to their systems. It's a card-playing game.
What's the impetus to stay secret as a traitor? Like, how is that? It's like a secret traitor?
If you're a traitor, people can then start pointing at you saying, he's a traitor, and if you are, you can be ousted from the game. So there will be a player elimination, and I know you guys love that stuff. There could be a player elimination in the game. So you have to be... You've got to be very secretive about what you're trying to do. But you can play the game as a basic game, family game, four systems, no traitors. Or you can go crazy and play like eight systems, two traitors, eight players in the game. It scales one to eight players.
Well, it plays one. I don't know that I'm not interested.
Well, one is like are you playing against the game? Right. No. You're not a guy who's going to play one-player games. I dig that.
There's only one-player game that I'm aficionado at.
I know you play
it
that
always ends
every
well.
Night.
It's called Solitaire.
I am so sorry for you, Trish. Huge I am
fan.
So sorry.
I'm a huge fan of Free Sound. What can I say?
Right. I got you.
The Russian judge gives him a 10.
The Spaceship, I think, is going to be very, very, very big. For those like to solve puzzles in real time.
So this is your pandemic.
No, but this is real time. None of this.
Wait.
100% complete real time. There's a 1 minute sand timer. And if you don't make your move in the 1 minute, it turns over and the wolf makes an attack. And you got to constantly discard cards.
Is this the first you just said about the real time?
I said it's real time. I said
did he? Did he? Because I don't think he did.
I don't remember.
Oh my god. You solve the puzzle in real time.
That's important.
Solve the puzzle in real time. Now
I'm interested.
Now I'm interested.
Solve the puzzle in real time.
Before I was like, oh, that's cool. It's math.
No. Man? No. Solve the puzzle in real time. Get the guys back.
Math?
And somebody's against you. I don't know if it's your kind of game, but it's not your kind of game. You're saying it's going to be one of those games that's going to be kind of wild and stuff.
Right. Tell me about one that I know unequivocally is my kind of game.
Going, Going, Gone. Alright, let's talk about Going, Going, Gone. Scott Nicholson.
Hi.
Of Board Games with Scott. Awesome guy.
I love those videos.
Yeah.
He is
that
awesome.
Guy's awesome.
Oh, he's great. Yep. I mean, he was one of the he's truly one of the like the grandfathers of the board gaming hobby.
More than that.
He was so big in the hobby so early on And he was so big on bringing things to the internet.
My biggest thing with that dude is that you watch those videos. Even if he was doing some cheesy video about something that I thought sucked, you could tell that he was so psyched. Like, he was just like, I love this. I love what I'm doing. I'm having a good time, and I want to share it with people, which is such a fucking awesome thing.
And he did such an awesome job of explaining the game. That he
was
he didn't
so
even
earnest.
Need the role.
He was so earnest
just
about
bust it.
Yeah,
you
exactly. So earnest. So good.
Yeah. Totally bummed that guy doesn't do videos anymore.
Yeah. I think Scott is one of the true people that, with Tom Bassel, was brought more people to the hobby than all of us combined over time. I
Speak
mean,
for
really.
Yourself. But
I know, Matt. You have many people that have followed you.
The Fatcast, the four guys that found us,
and
through,
the five people that have like listened to this podcast. But seriously, Scott is one of the truly the geniuses of the early time hobby game market, and he's, you know, now I'm so proud to be bringing one of his designs to market. And it's simple.
It's no Tulip Mania.
And you know that he did Tulip Mania back then. But this game is going to be one of those games where he's called it a play in public game. Basically, you're going to want to put this game in front of people in the middle of, like, you know, like a food court and play this game. People are coming over and they're running over like, what the hell is going on here? What this game is, there's five auctions going on simultaneously. Auctions. Like eBay auctions. Like,
I know how it plays.
Real auctions.
Sell it hard.
Okay? Not like auctions where, like, I bid 12, I bid 13, I bid 14. Real, fast-paced, real-time auctions. Five auctions simultaneously. And what you're going to be doing during that time is you're going to be dropping cubes into the cups that represent those auctions. There's going to be five transparent plastic cubes in the center of the table.
Cups.
Instead of the table, you drop your cubes in there, and the person that has the most cubes in those auctions is going to win that auction. And when the items associated, they're going to be cards associated with it.
And it's set collection, right?
It's a
set collection.
You're going to either collect them in what we call items or countries, basically colors or types of things that are going on. So it's going to be like cars or like... Russian. So it's just to make it like colorblind, friend.
Not American.
We have American, Russian, French, Italian. We have all countries.
Well, there's really only one way to play.
We're using.
I knew.
Auction Blue New. We use the flags for colorblind friendliness because we are, you know.
You know what? The Fat Cast cares so much about the colorblind, we don't even release in a visual medium.
That's commitment.
So you'll be able to collect sets, turn in sets for more cubes to be able to bid more. The brilliance of the mechanic is that what you're going to be doing is the auctioneer is going to be going and counting down from 10 to 1 and saying, gone. So in real time, they're going to say 10, 9, 8, down to 1, and then take an auction paddle and put it on top of the cups. Top of the cups.
Paddle. This is why Matt wants it.
Wait.
Can I please talk about this, and then you can mock it?
I'm not mocking you. I'm mocking him.
Yes, you're mocking
him. All right? You want to put a paddle in your game? That's your decision, all right?
I'm just cherry-picking the words that I know Matt's
going to
be.
I know where this is going. He's like, paddles, all right. I'm
paddle.
In. Yep. The winner gets smacked.
You just see Epic Man. Like, yes, paddle.
Watching Bow Wow.
Component list.
Paddle.
Yeah, okay. Paddle. I like it.
Paddle. Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is one unboxing video I do want to watch.
Steven Bonico is sexcapades.
All right.
So the auctioneer counts down from 10 to 1 and then says gone. And puts the paddle on top of the auction. Auction cups, the transparent cups. Person with the
they
most.
They count down at whatever pace they want, though.
That's right. I'll get to that in a second. Person with the most cubes in any cup wins the auction. They get the item cards associated. Everybody else gets their auction cubes back. But
did
as Matt just.
Did I hit you with premature effectuation?
He did premature effectuation. The person who is the auctioneer may count down at any pace they want. They can say 10. 9, 8 people like methodically dropping things, or they can be like a douche like Matt, be like not so bad, and they can say 10 ISS earlier on and drop it down, and people like be throwing stuff across the table. It'll be a very, 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 very fast-paced argument. Notice that I used very few bad words during that whole entire thing,
You called an entire category of players that are just trying to enjoy your game in a fun way, counting down quickly, douchebags.
No, I didn't say that.
That's basically what you said.
You're
worse than Hitler.
Okay. Anyway, it's going to be an amazing real-time watching game that I think... It's going to be one of those games that people are going to want to put on their shelves because there's absolutely nothing like that on the market.
I agree. It's awesome. Industry first cup throwing cube paddle featuring game.
That's exactly how I would.
There's a pull quote, you motherfucker. Put that on the back of the box.
And that's part of the Bonacore fall line? Is that what you're saying?
It's one of the boner core line. Games that feature paddles. It's the bad boy boner core line.
So I've given you the rest of my... You know what? Here I'm going to give you an exclusive that I don't... That you don't deserve.
This is it.
Oh, no,
here we go.
No. It's going to be a quasi-exclusive. Like it's not going to give like...
Listen, the four people that listen to us will know before anyone else.
It's not going to be like all the details, but... You know, your engineer, Al Rose, and buddy Dan Raspler. I'm just going to say that Stronghold Games is doing a game by your buddies, Al and Dan.
Wait a minute.
At the moment, that's all we can say.
Are you implying an improprietary relationship between the Fat Cast and Stronghold Games?
Really? No. Because there's no possibly in the world that you and I would have any kind of relationship other than this this moment in time.
He is pointing at a mirror covered in cocaine.
That's going to happen.
It lies on top of a dead hooker that lies across the table.
All I want
that
is...
That two six-year-old Chinese boys drag me here.
All I want to say...
Bonacore drilled an extra hole in their trunk for that.
You sure you wanted to be here hanging out? I'm sure.
Just along for the ride.
All I want to say... This entire thing was that your buddies, your friends, Al Rose, Dan Rasper, good friends of Stronghold Games, will be doing a game next year. Everybody else can, like, talk about that and speculate all they
speculate
want.
Speculate what it
speculation
is.
Speculation begins.
You can speculate begin now. All your five listeners of this podcast can speculate that way.
They're doing the sequel to Code 77.
But here. But the funny thing is...
Everyone is...
No. We're going backwards. They're going Code 666.
I like that one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, since Al is the engineer on your podcast, he's going to put this part in to make sure that there's a publicity that his game is going to be done. Which one is?
Who knows? You heard it here first, folks. Fatcast, totally in the payola.
Who knows? Who knows what the game is? But we're doing it. All right, I'm out of here. I'm gone. No more of these horrible cocaine jokes.
Until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. sharp, and we're
for another 8 hours.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Steve.
Well, you look at the sign off the podcast. Thank you, everyone. This is Matt Loader from the Fat Cast. Standing ovation here at the WBC 2013.
Standing ovation was from Stephen Bonacore. Now we're Matt Loader.
Standing ovation.
Geek
royalty. Gaming royalty.
Everyone is looking at us. My reputation is already horrible. Stephen Bonacore hurting his own.
You've been listening to Fat Cast. You can find us on the web at fortressat.com.
To fast horses, loose women, and cocaine!
No. I drink to none of those things except for fast horses.
Except for fast horses.
Gallagher said something.
Listen, when we had Andy Lewis of GMT on here earlier today, he didn't talk about cocaine for an hour.
listen.
So does everybody call you like the
with
King
them.
Bee?
What? With everyone
King
else.
Bee. King Bee.
Nobody calls me anything.
I
only...
should be King Bee, though. You buzz around ladies' hives, right?
Did not a woman fall over in your presence on the staircase this evening, Mr. Bonacor?
Okay. You yes, deny the allegations. I do not deny the allegations. However, I did not in any way touch her on the way up those stairs. So
what you're saying is you leered at her so hard that she fell over.
I don't wear a red polo shirt often, but when I do copious amounts of cocaine off of some hooker's ass.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
We wanted you to go to dinner with us.
I had to have meetings.
We had some cheap burritos.
I had to have meetings.
You don't get to be getting royalty by eating burritos.
So, Bonaco, are you like a banana titty man or like a round melon man? You're old enough that you might be into those banana titties. 70s style.